We're doing the Ketzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim. We're going back to the 25th chapter, and we're up to the laws of Mincha. So our sages didn't want us to do things that would ultimately cause us to forget davening Mincha. And when you guys go into the workforce, you'll see the hardest prayer is Mincha. Second hardest prayer is Ma'ariv. Third hardest prayer is Shacharis. None of them are easy. Mincha, you're in the middle of the day. It's very easy to forget, to be at meetings and really forget. So our sages said, don't go take a haircut. Don't go to the bathhouse. Don't go check your stocks. Check your hides in the tannery. Don't sit down for a meal. Don't go into a court case until you've davened Mincha. And that's a good piece of advice. You have an alarm clock set. You see when the time of Mincha begins. And you, if you have a set minyan where you're at, so you'll go to that minyan. But if a person started one of these things, so then he could. Today, where our barbers usually finish their job in 20 minutes. It's not like once upon a time. So then today people do take haircuts at that time. And people also take a shower at that time. And people eat their meals at that time. But if it's going to be a big meal, if you're invited to a bris or a wedding, so then a person should pray. Even if he's going to pray alone, even if he's going to miss the minyan, he shouldn't go into that without davening. And the same is true if you're going to go into a huge business meeting. I remember once I walked into a meeting and it was supposed to end a half hour before Mincha time. And I'm sitting there looking at my watch as it goes over time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 50 minutes, 20 minutes. And then I had to excuse myself to go to the bathroom, but I missed a pivotal part of a meeting. And this was a meeting I had traveled 2 days to make it to that meeting. And the intelligent thing would have been to make sure to daven before you enter the meeting and not to assume it's going to end within a half hour range. So that's what our sages said. Don't get yourself into that. Don't get yourself into that. Don't enter the situation that's going to drag into Mincha time. Daven first. If a person's too hungry or thirsty, he should eat and drink before he davens. And just like in the morning we wash our hands before prayer, so too before Mincha, a person should wash his hands. You don't make a blessing over that washing of the hands. If it's running late and you won't have time to do Chazar Sashats, so we have this method where the Chazan begins the Shmona Esrei together with everyone out loud, and he says the first three blessings out loud together with the Kedusha, and then everything else is the same as the laws of Shacharis. So those, here we finish the laws of Mincha.